To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
December the 9th, 2025. 16 yeah. days.
That's it?
16 days. Well, really, again, only 15. I mean, a few out, and I have been before.
Christmas
and
Eve.
And it sucks. I've been shopping on Christmas Eve at a CVS before. Nothing against CVS. I mean, at all. Like, nope. I'll pay twice as much to not drive all the way to Walmart. It's kind of, it should be their moniker. No. Like, we're halfway between your house and Walmart. You want to pay a little more and stay a little closer to home? Come to CVS.
Sure.
Man, you know it's Christmas season when they announce they got to reroute traffic.
Oh, Lord.
Like, we're putting cones up so you can't turn left and clog the entire road. And you know what happens to those cones? They later become wrought iron fences.
Wrought iron.
I love the way you speak.
Right in the middle of the road.
That's such a good southern term. Wrought iron.
Wrought.
We got wrought iron. Wrought iron. Your language is wrought.
Wrought iron.
Wrought iron.
Man, what's he talking about? Wrought iron.
You talking about wrought iron?
Wrought iron. It's funny to hear.
Like sound a stroke.
Northerners try to get the accent down.
Oh, yeah. And then get a German to say aluminum. You just have a fun conversation about metal alloys.
I don't know the word.
Aluminum.
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 Lord.
I pay you to put steering wheel on car. Go to work.
It's like, that's the change off. Y'all say some funny things. You know what? If everybody could get past that, everybody says some funny, accent-y kind of stuff. Like, a great example. And, you know, even saying this, I already know that I'll get some snickers and some jeers.
Ooh, I like one.
What are jeers? Sounds good right now.
You want some jeers?
Where did I see that from? That was a column somewhere.
Snickers and jeers?
Nah, the jeers part. Was it cheers and jeers? Beers and jeers? I don't know. Maybe it's a Playboy thing. Playboy is Sports Illustrated.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Setting on faces in the crowd. Which one was that in?
What
the world?
That would have been great. Larry on, Flint, you should have ripped that one off.
Setting on faces. That was my favorite part of Sports Illustrated. Flipping into the last page and finding out who's the next prospect. Who's the guy?
Now you like to go back and look at those again.
Yeah. See how wrong they were. Matt Noakes, he's going to be great for the Detroit Tigers.
What happened?
I get him in you. Matthew Harris for Newberry College. Had he had went there.
History would have been completely different.
Well, you know, it's so true. Every little, you know, I was told I was – I mean, not in a mean way, but, you know, like your parents would be if you told them you dropped out of college 2 months later after you did.
Oh, Lord.
And they were, you know, I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed
they
in
you. They had that conversation with you that they were
Well, my mom did. I mean, my dad. Like,
oh.
I figured this was going to happen. I mean, you know, I just kind of had that kind of mindset. You know, like, well.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Matt.
No, I mean, what? Most parents would be disappointed, no?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They really would be, like, if they invested money in you and you just, like...
Like when Fatboy dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
What did they say? Fatboy, we're disappointed in you.
Ooh, I'm the worst.
Whether
example.
They said it or not, I mean, they it's not something most parents would say. All right. Yeah.
See, I see where you're going with that because I moved away with a boy when I was 19. Yeah,
thought you stopped the child trafficking pages.
I wanted to, but he was older than me.
Oh, you got kidnapped. You got trafficked.
I was trafficked in a relationship that my mom said would fail, and she was absolutely right. And she said that she was disappointed in me, that I would ruin my life, and I never would finish school. But I did.
Well, I mean, there's that, I guess the boomer generation, where a lot of them didn't go to college, and then that's what they thought was going to save their kids' future, was them to go to college, and ultimately become a doctor, a lawyer, Laker, and then be able to take care of them. I think that was the ultimate reason they wanted their kids to do well, so they could take care of them. They wouldn't be stuck in a dirty old nursing home.
My mom quit college. She was going.
You should have told her you're disappointed in her.
I wasn't there at the time. She wanted to go to the Sorbonne in France and live a wonderful life, but she fell in love with some football player at Furman. That's where she went wrong.
God.
Yeah, but it didn't go wrong because look, that's what I was going to say. Dropping out of college, if I hadn't, I wouldn't have ended up in radio. Like it wasn't.
True.
I dropped out because I got a part-time job in radio.
Yeah, I think when you're older, you realize wherever you're at in the current moment is where you need to be.
Yeah, I mean, like for real, and it's like, you know, the Garth Brooks, you know, I hate his guts now, but he used to, he sang a song about unanswered prayers. And I was like, you know, I hate that song. I hate the way it starts. Just the other night a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. Now, first off,
that's
why
weird.
Are you going back to your high school football? It's just kind of odd. I know many of you that went to like Daniel and Burns and Broom and others, you'll go back and hell, it's like going to a college football game at that point. But then, it's such a small town, ain't nothing going on. His girl he went to high school with was at the same game.
It is odd how,
and he thought his life was ruined when that
hussy
in high school dropped him like he was a bad habit.
Oh.
God, man, Garth really was sending us a message.
Maybe he was. That he was a loser living in a small town with nothing to do. Everybody was.
Man, the more you like get used to that concept, you get a lot more peace. Like, obviously, you can't be everywhere.
But it turns into that inner conflict of what is free will then?
Yeah, see, that's the other there's like a religious connotation
but
to it, too.
But not even that. It's, you can apply it to like the Marvel Universe.
Nerd.
Like Spider-Man is a homosexual Puerto Rican in one multiverse. On another one, he's still Peter Parker. On another one, he's a pig. He's Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
I mean, there's all these. So there's a version perhaps of Matthew that did go on to work with the Atlanta Braves.
Dude, if you, I can't believe I never thought of this, but if you work at Borderlands, will Rob let you dress up as a character on your shift? Was he dressed up as Batman when you walked in?
No.
Have you?
God, he should have been Mr. Freeze. Rob, you could be Mr. Freeze. Just wear the blue paint.
He would be Captain America's his guy.
Yeah.
He loves Cap.
I feel like he'd like to rotate him, too. Wouldn't it be kind of cool to walk in there and see a Doc Ock working the register?
If he came, you know what? Like, his employees are like, God, I hope Rob's not listening to the show today.
He's going to make you stress up.
Imagine if you had to do that. Like, if you worked at, TGI Fridays, you'd have to wear all them damn medallions like you're a Freemason?
With a flare, whatever they call them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What if you got a big head? He might want you to be a Funko Pop.
Oh, man.
It's just like, pick whatever. You just, the head matches.
Hey, will you be a boss baby this coming Thursday?
So cute. Please.
You have a huge forehead, and you look like a baby in the face. It's weird. You're 32, but you look like a baby in the face.
Hey, baby.
Baby face. Sometimes you got to thank God. I prayed that I would do well in college, but I didn't. I did not do well. I didn't test well. I didn't.
I never thought of this all my years.
Driving test, mainly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
six times to get there.
Really?
That. Yep. God. Six times.
Sorry.
Let's put you in bumpers. When you're sitting in college, a class, you know, say it's a class for your major, okay? And there's like 20 other people in there. Uh-huh. You're like, that's my competition. Nobody views it that way.
God, that's...
Because you're all in college, but you're like, this is who I'm competing against for jobs.
I remember when I was in college and I was, because I took the broadcasting option, and they said that probably 90% of you will never work in broadcasting.
God, and then they still...
In college. Huh. And I was like, okay.
I didn't even go to college for that. That's the craziest thing in the world, though.
Why would you hear that? And then, like,
I don't know.
I guess they took it as a challenge, but...
But... Also, I would, I would take it as a challenge. I'd be like, okay, I'd look at it like wrestling. Like they'd say the old veterans would never help out the young guys because they realized that eventually they would take over their spot. And I know there's radio people like that in the past. Right. They wouldn't show you anything.
So what I did is I listened to my mom at that time, and she says, you just write a good cover letter and get your resume out before you graduate, way before you graduate. So I did. I had an internship way before I graduated.
Well, shoot.
Is it like that everywhere? Nobody shows you the ropes anymore?
I don't know.
You have to make it happen for yourself. I think in every industry these days, they're not recruiting like they used to, right?
You could have the person that's been there 20 years that says, yeah, I'll show you some things. But they could also be showing you the wrong things because they don't want you to. I mean, it's a cutthroat world down deep.
I mean, like with apprentices, you have to show them like bricklayers and stuff like
You're fired.
Like, you know, what... I'm trying to think what I would do in my position. I told you.
Fall asleep, probably.
I told people before. I've said, this board is... I told people, this board is complicated. And it's not. It's really not.
It's not.
But that's my defense mechanism.
I've always just taken your word for it.
But then you think on the other hand, like, oh, okay. It's a hard business to get into anyway. So I probably don't need to be freaking them out about equipment.
No.
Because it's hard to get this far anymore.
It's hard to fix.
Like, there's no flow chart.
That's the only thing I'm going to say. I'm going to be quiet.
I'm not being a dick when people ask me, like, how do you get into radio now? I'm like, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but it's not easy. You have to have a drive, a really...
Yeah, but even
to
that.
Make less money and work, the hours aren't the best.
Shoot. I love the hours.
Well, for a family, it's not ideal.
No, that's true.
I mean,
for anybody who wants a social life during the week.
Well, I mean, it's just the hours. If you have children, you probably would take them to school. It's kind of hard when you're leaving before that hour.
See, that's a great example.
And then if you want to work in TV, well, your nights are gone.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter
that.
What's going to happen. So you have to be committed to it and
have to wear a suit every day, too.
I mean, I would edit your news reports, but I wouldn't want to like be on camera. That would be awful.
Oh, come on. You could at least be the guy who brings in fun animals a week, once a week. Or could you do magic tricks?
So you have to know about the animals? We can learn together.
Let's try it every day to have you guys wear a suit every morning.
It's like, here's a black and white horse. You know, we got one of him at the zoo.
Yeah.
Here's a monkey with a red ass.
I think I have 3 suits, so I'd have to go get 2 more to fulfill that.
You have men's suits?
Why would I? No, I have 3 suits to wear.
For different
occasions, for business or any other thing that I've had to do.
I don't have a suit. I don't have a suit.
I believe you.
No jacket?
No.
I've got an old one that I'll bring in one day. And you know what would be funny? I'll put it on because it'll look ridiculous. Because, I mean, it's like, I don't even know what size jacket it was. I mean, it was a... It's a nice suit, too. It's one of those things, too, when you start looking back in your closet and you're like, damn it, I'm glad I lost a bunch of weight, but I can't wear this anymore. It just looks stupid now. It's so big,
but generally,
I like it.
After a certain amount of time, you should vet your clothes anyways, get rid of them.
You can't take it to a tailor and get it adjusted.
You could get it altered if it's a good suit quality.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about... What I'm talking about is like a this cool hoodie. Like a woman could pull off this hoodie because women can wear like the oversized kind of thing with leggings or whatever.
They try to on purpose if they got big boobs.
It's just comfy to wear. But
you can sleep in it?
I can't sleep in a hoodie.
Why not?
God dang.
You try to kill him.
Terrible.
WTF, bro.
WTF, bruv.
Bruv.
I don't... I'll bring it in, though, and we can do like at least try it on. Like when I had that Clemson game uniform, the pants and the jersey. I wanted to bring it in for you to try it on, just because I thought it was a lineman. What? I thought it would be funny.
It's a crop top.
I don't. Well, the jersey. Well, that's not big enough.
The jersey. Yeah, they don't. They don't put those extensions in the side anymore like they used to.
I don't like the. If there was anything I would need a suit for, I don't think I'd go.
But well, your track record's proven that. We missed you in Columbia.
What would that be?
What do you mean? What you would need a suit for?
Yeah, like nothing good. Funerals and.
Yeah, I was gonna say my last one was for a funeral. But the good thing though about men is that you can buy a black suit and that thing's versatile as hell. Like, I mean, you don't have to wear a tie. It can be kind of like, you know, business casual.
Or blue.
You can wear a different color tie. It becomes a whole different outfit. You can even wear that sport coat with jeans if you want to be one of those types.
One of those. You know,
where it's kind of sporty. I like jeans with a pair of Jordans on. Like, get out of here.
There are people in this building that pull that look off very well, I'll just say.
No, they don't. They don't. Quit wearing Jordan low tops with sport coats, men. It's the stupidest thing in the world. It really is. Take them off, sling them out the window right now. Toward a homeless person so they can have them. Don't hit them with them. Just give them the shoes.
Just old school. Hang them on top of the cable line.
Yeah.
Tie them together. I got one of you to thank for an email I got yesterday. I think. I finally got invited to the Christmas party, holiday party, whatever. So either one of y'all gave a heads up or somebody listened to the segment.
Nope. Well, but, I hope it's the latter.
But I saw the I don't know if you guys were attached on this, but when they give you the option to decline or go, it's a button you click.
Yeah.
People were replying to emails and that got evidently this ain't a place where you can reply to emails.
No.
People
here's
get
the thing.
Really aggravated for some reason.
And
they can't just ignore it.
I, for one of few times in the history of the show, I'm agreeing with the boss man right now. That the way them things are set up on like Google Calendar or whatever, like when somebody sends a thing and it goes to you, you have to click. It's like the George Strait song. Click yes or no.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Not do you love me? Do you want to go to the Christmas party?
Do you want to be my friend?
There's not. I don't remember if there's a maybe option on there or not. But then there was a couple people here that were.
Yeah, there is a maybe option because that's when I clicked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm non-committal, but I am.
Well, so then you had a couple people replied all saying, I'm not going to be able. And then the boss says, big boss, he's like, I'd appreciate if you'll just click the yes or no, or I guess maybe now, so that will automate this, so I don't have to physically open my email and then go into the folder and click, oh, speed demon's coming.
There's some people that say, not going to make it. They're like, you know.
Not going to make it this time.
Look, I know you can't detect tone in an email. It just seems kind of short.
Mine, some of you these. Can. I go back and read them. I've said that before. I go back and read them. God, you sound snarky. I don't mean for it to, though. It's just like, I don't need to add a bunch of exclamation marks. I kind of talk like a caveman, maybe, in email.
Well, shorthand.
I'll be there late.
On way. Soon.
On way.
Party fun. Drink.
That's another thing I hate. When I was cool with just putting OTW, you know?
Yep.
But now the phone automatically writes it all the way out with an exclamation mark. I don't use exclamation marks that much. Like, I don't scream when I'm emailing.
Well, what does it mean? Nobody knows what it means anymore.
Exclamation mark?
Yeah.
It's like excited or, you know, I could use a good example. It'd be very self-serving, though. But, like, it's like excitement or, you know, ah. It's like you can't go, ah, without an exclamation mark on it.
Now, why do people put that on text, like as a quick reply? Like, that confuses a lot of people.
You mean, like, if you send a picture and somebody holds down the exclamation mark?
Yeah, a little quick reply.
So I think that means shock.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I use it, shock.
Because I see it as, like, either they don't get it or, like, it needs further explanation.
You're talking about Jug now. Jug uses that a lot on I just use the question mark if I don't get it.
Yeah, that's it makes well, two of them too. That seems like a little, and it's not you. It's just the way it's laid out.
I know it should be three. Everyone knows that. All right, truth and consequences. We're right here at the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
And you know, after being a part of the great Leo Santa last week, it's nice to see when you know money's tight and you know people still give. I mean, that's such a nice thing to see. Yep. But what if somebody is taking that doesn't need it? And I'm not talking about Leo Santa, by the way. I'm talking about a charity. So there is a woman that we're going to talk to just after 7 o'clock, around 7:05, that has evidence that a woman that she works with who spearheads a coat drive for the cold took one of the jackets that she donated and gave it to someone else.
Oh, Lord.
I'm extremely glad she's doing it this way, but kind of putting yourself in the middle of the situation.
Yes.
Did you get a cramp?
No, it's got a shock somehow. I don't know what from.
It's got to be that chair.
That was weird.
Or I thought one of your balls had shifted.
No.
That doesn't happen as much when you get older.
No, ball shifting?
Yeah, it's a younger man issue. It's really weird.
Well, married men just keep them in their wives' purses.
Yeah, their wives' purses stink.
They smell like... You know, think about next time a woman says, I keep his balls in my purse. Say, well, I bet your purse stinks.
Why would you have stinky?
Because there's nuts in it.
Yeah, but don't you bathe?
I'm going to start selling Balls McButter to women with stinky pocketbooks. That's a good idea, Paige. Thank you for that unintended marketing idea. So that'll be coming up a little after 7 o'clock. She's going to tell the lady a live confrontation right here. And it's going to be something else. It's going to be a gully washer. It's going to be a barn burner, I would imagine.
Well, it's going to be one of those where you want to follow them around all day.
Until one of them cusses and we got to...
Give that boy a heart attack if he doesn't turn around fast enough.
I dump it on accident sometimes, usually.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have some fun today. Paige, what is up in the play?
I'm going to tell you why you need soft skills in the next year. All that more happening next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Soft skills. Yeah. They need to bring back heel skills. That was fun.
Soft skills to pay the bills.
The country people would make stuff out of, you know, everyday items.
Yarn.
Come sell
yarn and such.
Yarn, crocheted, you know. My grandpa made little figurines out of fishing lures.
Craft flea market. They do it in TR, I think, like once a month.
Yeah, but this is not where they're trying to make you pay $50 for every little thing they make. This was like just the country people doing it for fun and a little bit of money. You know, back when stuff was cheap. All right. Headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, do you have soft skills?
Soft skills. See? I mean, that's the thing with men. There's nothing about you you want to be soft.
No.
Your heart?
You know, that's gotten me nowhere. I've been told, you have a big heart. And they're not even making, like, enlarged heart jokes. Like, no. You have a big heart. That tells me I might be gullible or naive.
Yeah, this makes it sound like you know just enough to get by.
Yeah.
That's what I think soft skills means.
Okay.
Soft.
So there was a study of 1,000 hiring managers.
They found
that soft skills can be even more important than hard ones right now.
So what are we talking about?
We are talking about skills, things that are tied directly to your job, like soft skills, are more general, like critical thinking.
Like my soft voice.
And how well you collab with other people. Collaborate.
Yeah.
See?
My collab.
But most men of genius were not collaborators.
Men of genius.
No.
They were, introverts.
They worked a lot.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of people together that work hard,
yeah,
nobody knows what the other person's doing.
I would say that I need to collab more. I'm an introverted extrovert, which,
it sounds bipolar when people say that.
For me, it's just easier to get it done by myself instead of waiting for somebody to help me.
We weren't talking about sex, Paige. We're talking about work.
Well, that's all the above.
Yeah. Playing a little three-finger violin over here.
Why is it always sex with you? But that's okay.
Because we wouldn't be here without it.
That's true.
Very important.
The collab never works out because nobody really steps up and takes that role of a leadership. So if everybody's going to be left to fend for themselves, you'd rather do it yourself and take the heat or the credit.
Well, and some people, I collaborate okay with, and when I say collaborate, it doesn't always mean like Nike and Michael Jordan. It just means, sharing ideas, talking.
Do you work well with others? That's
some. It depends on those others.
Exactly.
Because if you somebody says, "Hey, can I help you with that?" Like, I get the intent. It's to, I appreciate it, but it's more of a headache because I got to go back and make sure you did it the way I do it.
Yeah.
The way I want it done.
Yeah.
So adaptability is another thing. Are you flexible weird. I think
no. Not at all. I can't do all the yoga positions. That's why I haven't signed
she
up.
She means like, you know, hey, can you come in early this day or stay this day?
No. Okay.
Can you,
yeah.
Put out fires?
That's a good way to put it, because usually, you know, you get threatened with office hours. But never asked, like, hey, could you stay a little extra? It's more like a don't leave immediately.
Do they ever tell you to go home? Like, you need to go home.
No.
It's quite the opposite. They tell you never go home.
Attention to detail. That's really important.
I am on things that I'm the worst overthinker in the world about all aspects of my life. I overthink. But there's not, I mean, it's better than just saying, okay, plan A, and this is what's going to, you know, you got to always have a plan B. And I don't even mean a sexual type.
No, but does the overthinking.
You pull out for that.
Ew.
Does the overthinking come back and bite you in the ass after the fact? Like, you made a decision, but you second guess it constantly. Or is it just maybe your overthinking is in the preparation?
I think the overthinking is in the preparation. Once it's done, and I won't be done with it until I feel proud or happy about it, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
I'm very anal.
Okay.
It's not about sex.
I didn't say that.
That was what
being anal retentive could be a good thing, but it also could mean that you're unwilling to move on.
No, the way it's used for that context was that I was worried about too many details. I was too detail oriented.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That maybe you take too long to do something when you're that way. And I'm just talking about working in a group, because I know somebody, not you,
yeah,
but somebody who's like, we got to do it my way. We got to, and I'm like,
you're thinking of Sinatra now.
No, yeah. I'm thinking of somebody who has to have their way or nothing at all.
Oh, and it's you're thinking like, of all way or, Limp Bizkit now.
Yeah,
you're thinking of Turn Me Loose.
Uh huh.
My way or the highway. What a creative song.
Critical thinking.
It really was.
Thinking outside the box, thinking of ways to fix things. I think we all have pretty good skills with that. Problem solving skills, obviously. Resilience. We've been very resilient with things. And then accountability.
Is this a thing in other office environments that maybe there's more teamwork than that? I don't say that in a bad way, but like they're together more every day as far as like, you know, having to work together.
Other than where this is, though, I don't consider like this an office job in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Oh, no.
I know. True.
Like, I don't, my key doesn't even work to our office.
It's not a 9-to-5 anywhere.
Yeah, but like I don't think of like cubicles, and I don't think of copying machines and all that stuff.
No, we couldn't get downstairs if, you know, our access does not get us in the pit.
Can you imagine if we were locked out of downstairs completely, how that would be?
Well, we'd have to get a ladder and climb in the window upstairs.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like...
What if the bathroom broke? You would just...
It has before, numerous times.
You would be stuck.
I broke it one time.
You ever seen a urinal that's out of order? Ironically, it never stops flowing.
I don't think I've ever seen a urinal up close.
I wish you guys had urinals in there.
I'll get you a private tour later.
Okay, that'd be fun. Yeah. Oh, can I film it, or is that against the law?
Oh, you do what you want, man. Feel free to bring a camera in there.
I want to.
Show all the goodies.
I want to see what BC. Boy World. Welcome to Boy World. Ew.
That's
my video. Sorry I asked.
It is not. It's not clean. I want to find out who it is. I mean, it's not several people. It's got to be somebody who just goes in there and just...
Why don't we compare bathrooms?
Well,
and see who's dirtier, boys or girls.
The other situation is when you go into the Americans with Disabilities Act stall in ours, the seat is loose. Like somebody just gets
on
it. Like
slid on it?
Well, like they're surfing on the damn thing.
Yeah.
Like the seat is, you got to tighten the seat a lot.
Well, you've never been constipated, huh? Having to rock back and forth heavy.
I mean, somebody's rocking sideways or reverse cowgirling on it.
Oh, man.
Taking upper deckers, maybe.
I got an indigestion. So, not upset stomach or diarrhea. I just ate steak last night.
Other soft skills before we go. Time management, professionalism, and good communication skills. I think we mastered that.
Time management is the one you got to know. The time is money. That's what it means. You got to budget them both accordingly.
Yeah, and you money can't buy time.
No.
And it is on our side. Yes, it is. Before you even say it's not, yes, it is.
It is.
Time.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, teach us that. I don't know if you're going to sing Hootie, if you're going to do something else.
Time. There's other ones. All right, thank you, Paige. That's Paige's favorite herb is time. It really is. Fat Boy, your favorite herb?
Yeah, that's it. We got an update on the Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds Hall of Fame situation.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the top of the menu yesterday in the baseball world.
Yeah. I.
Plus, something happened yesterday that was pretty funny. I skipped a birthday. And the birthday I skipped, that guy made major sports news yesterday. And his name is Philip Rivers. He turned 44 years old yesterday.
Good gracious.
Guess who's getting worked out with the Colts this week?
No.
Yep. They don't have a quarterback. Riley Leonard, not very good. Not good. Brett Rippins bounced around more than Jack Rabbit in heat, so can't count on him.
God.
And the Colts have a lot at stake. There's a wild card, possibly division championship at stake. So you got to go with a future Hall of Famer.
He's the new Testaverde.
Seems like it, right? Like they got to – I guess they didn't want to go talk to Derek Carr.
Dude, as many kids as he has, it won't be long before, like, his son will probably be playing in the NFL too.
He's got 9 or 10, and he's coaching high school football in Alabama, but they're done now. High school's done.
God.
We just had state championships this past weekend here.
What the hell happened to Anthony Richardson, though? Like, how do you go from being, like, the most hyped guy to just –
We didn't really take it seriously, but also, like, he got hurt at practice, or warm-ups. He got that orbital fracture.
Oh, yeah.
So he was done for the year. But
oral.
A guy that just, you know, underestimated the NFL.
Yeah. Okay, we will we'll find out about the well, you just gave away the damn story.
All that stuff.
More coming up next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Wow. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. So, yesterday, the committee, this is the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee, got together for the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And Jeff Kent was the only one that got in.
Oh, man.
He got 14 of 16 votes, enough to meet the 75% threshold. This is...
Isn't he the one that... Didn't he, like, break his arm falling off his truck while he was washing it?
Yeah. Odd sports injuries.
Like, that should be his Hall of Fame plaque. Him falling off the back tailgate of a truck at the car wash.
Then people were like, did that really happen? Or did you, you know, ride something you shouldn't have ridden?
And, yeah, because he had the contract. He couldn't ride motorcycles or ATVs or something.
It'd be interesting to get your opinion on this, Matt, man, because pre-strike, which, by the way, if you've not watched Who Killed the Montreal Expos, watch that one. Very interesting.
What is that on? HBO?
Netflix.
Okay. Also, I saw yesterday the Shuffle. I'm going to watch that, too.
Well, I don't know about that one.
It's a documentary about the Super Bowl Shuffle. dude, it looks good. They talked to, like, Samurai Mike and I think Fridge is on it.
I don't think
he's just talking about how they recorded that prior to even getting to the Super Bowl. Like, it was a ballsy freaking move. I didn't think about that.
I don't think they could talk to the punky QB. I think he's got issues.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Clemens and Bonds did not get in. Mattingly did not get in.
God.
Gary really? Sheffield or Fernando Valenzuela. They got fewer than 5 votes each.
I mean, the only one on that list is even... Like Fernando, but he was a good pitcher. He's rookie of the year in 81, but those Dodgers teams were good.
We know now that the Hall of Fame is because look, Ichiro was not unanimous. I don't even think Derek Jeter was unanimous.
Nope.
These writers hold grudges, which that's going to change anyway. Baseball writers deciding, okay, that could be anybody now. You write a column for a website somewhere, or you're a quote unquote blogger,
right? You know? Or even if you have a podcast.
You're going to wield some kind of influence that way.
Like WWE will talk to some people like at their media scrum that are like, I looked up one time. They had like 100 followers or something.
I mean, it's the as many people get credentialed is very alarming.
Yeah.
Now, Bonds and Clemens are not eligible until 2031 for the next Contemporary Era Committee. I don't have anything on Pete Rose. I don't think they decided anything. Now
he's reinstated in baseball, but not Hall of Fame.
Bonds got 66% of the vote. Clemens got 65. So, how long do you make them suffer? You can act like that era of baseball didn't exist because it's a huge part of their history now.
It almost adds to their lore, though.
Plus, you can't prove what steroids did. As far as okay, you recover quicker, but did it make Bonds hit a ball farther, harder? You can't measure that.
Harder, longer, faster. And also, you throw in, you know, people from not even just Ruth and Gehrig, but like Jackie Robinson and Mickey and DiMaggio and Ted Williams. They all, like, Ted Williams stopped to go to war for a couple years and came back. Yeah. Willie Mays, same thing. you know, those guys were traveling by train from town to town. They didn't have a personal trainer. They didn't have all that stuff. So when you throw that in to, you know, modernization of sports and the human body of how, you know, it's a science now than it's ever, more than it's ever been before. It's hard to compare the eras. Pre-Jackie, it was just all white guys. I mean,
they just now
started. Josh Gibson hit the most home runs ever.
Yeah, it's like they just started counting Negro League stats.
Yeah,
recently.
Yeah, Josh Gibson just was allowed into Major League Baseball. I think he's Hall of Fame. I think he's Hall of Fame. But it's like 900 home runs.
Sucks because baseball is fun to watch now with the pitch clock. It really is. And the World Series, this was a great World Series this past season.
Yeah.
So they got to fix all this, man, as far as like how you honor these guys of the past. You got to with Bonds. You have to. He's the home run king.
Yeah.
I know some people don't like to, you know, well, they make the jokes about it. But, I mean, legit, he's a great player.
Yeah, and with steroids, like, you know, I hated it too. I hated it. I hated it for Hank. That's who I hated it for. Because that dude, like you watched that documentary, that dude was getting death threats. Like, if you show up to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium today, I will kill your wife and kid. That's why he was getting letters like that in the mail.
Back in the time where you couldn't trace people who were doing it or just, I don't know, way out of here.
Way out of here.
Look at that.
All right.
Philip Rivers, good luck to you.
Good luck, Philip Rivers.
Make a lot of money for 4 weeks of work.
Well, you know, it keeps him away from the house. That's one less kid he's going to have.
Goodness.
All right, when we return, Truth and Consequences. I'm not going to try to, you know, make it all coy and fancy for you. This woman works at a place where they did a recent coat drive. You know, I guess they would accept jackets as well. You know, for those that during wintertime and stuff. This woman says, I donated this jacket, this specific jacket, and guess what? Girl I work with's daughter was wearing the jacket 2 weeks later on TikTok.
Doesn't that look very familiar?
She's going to call her out. We'll get all the details next. Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.